Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Padre Martinez confesses to marriage. The holy hermit prayed silently for Padre Martinez as he collected his wits about him. He felt that the older man was feeling dejected and perhaps just a bit lonely. Priesthood, like the life of a hermit, required that the men in its service live in the fringes of society, alone, with no soft, round comfort in the night. Had the priest even ever known physical companionship? Giovanni wondered. His answer was to be answered shortly afterward as Padre Martinez resumed his narrative. I was the first of six children born to my parents. 9 years after the tail of the comet had touched the horizon of the western skies, I came into this world. Because of the comet, for years it had been whispered that its coming marked that a great man was to be born in this land of such harsh beauty. My mother, like so many other mothers of her time, secretly hoped that her son would be the one that was announced by the visiting comet. All the mothers prayed to be worthy to bear such a son. When were you born? Asked Giovanni of Padre Martinez. The year was 1793. The month was January, and the date was the 17th. I was taught how to read and write very early in life. By the age of 4, I had already had much skill in that discipline. But I didn't begin my formal school until October of 1797, when I was 5. Before that, I lived in my father's hacienda. I would play with the other children, running from the wide door called the public door to the narrow one called the Eye of the Needle. Giovanni smiled to himself as he slowly understood the hidden symbolism in the Bible about how it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. The eye of the needle referred to the non-taxable gate of the wall around Jerusalem. He turned his attention once again to Padre Martinez. When I was 17 and had pretty much completed my formal education locally, my parents sent me back to Abiquiu for a visit. There I was to meet a beautiful girl named Maria de la Luz. She had gentle, laughing eyes, and the touch of her hand upon my arm brought me much joy. I proposed marriage to her, and on May the 20th of 1812, we were wedded in a double ceremony, which also included the marriage of my own sister Juana Maria to José Manuel Martinez. He also happened to be my wife's own brother. The hermit watched as Padre Martinez wandered down the patio a bit, lost in reverie as he recollected another, a happier time. The air was sweeter in those days when I had my beloved Maria de la Luz. The food tasted better, the water more cool. I could have been happy, so happy, for the rest of my life, but God seemed to have other plans for me. Just 14 months after we were wedded, my wife died in childbirth, and I was left alone in this life. My infant daughter was named after her mother, and my own mother raised her as her own. Giovanni felt his own eyes growing misty at the thought of the deep sorrow wrought upon the priest. He wished that he could commiserate with him, but he knew that sorrow this deep had to be borne in solitude. Padre Martinez continued, I began having strange dreams shortly thereafter. I dreamed that La Sebastiana, Old Lady Death, was calling to me. She was dancing in front of me, inviting me to join her. Then La Sebastiana handed me a scarf of deepest black and asked that I wear her colors. I was frightened until I understood that in my dreams the color black was one that I was to put on, and that it was not the color of death, but rather of chastity. I made up my mind then and there that I was chosen to join the office of priesthood. Years later, the citizens of Taos were to compose a ditty, hidden in the guise of a riddle about me. That bit of doggerel went something like this. How can a man of the cloth, in the service of God verily, be wedded to daughter and then to mother, though virgins both they be? The answer, of course, was that Maria de la Luz was the daughter of the church, and that her mother was Holy Mother the Church, and I had been wedded to both. The hermit couldn't help but burst out laughing when he heard the answer. His joviality was contagious, and the sadness of the priest passed away. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.